So in that first reading, we have kind of that constant theme from the Old Testament, especially as the Israelites were in their journey through the desert, of complaining and grumbling, of desiring things to be the way they used to be because they were comfortable and they were not happy being uncomfortable and not getting things the way that they think they should have been. They were growing weary and tired. Just yesterday, I was, you know, my day off, just at home thinking, like, I'm tired of Lent. I was like doing one of my Lenten practices. I'm like, can it be Easter already? I want to enjoy whatever it is. You know, so it's a common human experience to grow weary at times and to want to go back. And this is that kind of that dichotomy, that two ways of opposing thoughts that Jesus was constantly speaking of. As we hear clearly today, as he tells the Pharisees that you're going to die in your sins. And he was saying that just as a matter of fact, because they refused to believe in him. That the two ways that are laid out before us, the way through Jesus to life, or the way down here, what's comfortable, what's convenient, what makes sense to us, leads to death. And this is one of those passages where we have to remember that this is good news and that, you know, Jesus is God. But doesn't mean he's always nice and kind as the world would like to place him today. As he challenges us to leave behind the former way and to follow him into the new way so that we can go where he is going. We can follow him. And what was his way? Simply, it's a way of obedience. Because I always do what is pleasing to him. You know, sometimes in popular culture, we talk about life goals. This is a life goal for us. This is an eternal life goal for us. To always do what is pleasing to the Father. And that's what the opening prayer said. By obedience. We're asking for the grace to remain obedient. And that through our obedience, the opening prayer says that many people will come to believe. That the number of believers and their merit will increase because of our holy obedience. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. We have the opportunity to continue the life of Jesus here simply by being obedient to Jesus, obedient to the will of the Father, obedient to Holy Mother Church. I said simply, not easy. It's not easy. It cost Jesus his life. So as we end this final stretch in these days of preparation, we want to listen to the words of Jesus. So that those who heard him the first time were convicted, that we can be recommitted to our life as a disciple. To not grow weary, or if we grow weary, to recommit and to follow. To follow Jesus. As he tells us today, he is the great I am. He is the Lord. He is God. He is the one who loves us. And as we follow him, we will lead ourselves and others to eternal life.